ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Hei. The Mishnah starts with a din of Baal Oivi Yudaini. That's one of the Niskalin. It's going on the Mishnah of Eilein and Niskalin. And Baal Oiv and Yudaini get Skila. And the Mishnah describes the Baal Oivs, Apisim HaMedabe Mishechyav, the Yudainis HaMedabe Befiv. These are various ways to communicate with the spirits of the dead people. Rashi explains what the Mishnah means. Other Rishayim have different Hezberim. The Rambam has a different Hezber. Doing the actual Oivi Yudaini, doing these actions that cause the spirit of the dead person to communicate, that's a ma'isa which yichayev skila. V'anishal ben ba'azhar. But somebody who asks the Oivi Yudaini, he doesn't do it, forget, he's the recipient, he's the one that asks to communicate with the dead person. So he is Oivir on a lav. So it's machlekes yishayinim, which lav? Rashi says that the lav is altifnu ala Oivis v'la yudainim. You can't turn to the Oivis v'yudainim. In other words, you can't go to those Oivis and yudainim, the Baal Oivi yudaini, that are going to communicate with the dead, have the dead do the pa'ulas that are necessarily for the dead to communicate with you. Altifnu, don't look, don't turn to them. And Taisus asks Akasha that in that parasha it says that altifnu ala Oivis v'yudainim is chayiv karis. So therefore, there's a chiyuv karis for that. So if al tifnu of Oivis Yudaini is going on the nishlo ben, then it should be one of the chayvei krisus. What's interesting, the Yireim, the Sefer Yireim from the Yireim, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz in Siman Reish Chayim Beis, he says ein chinami. He says that the nishlo ben is bekaris. Taisus assumed that a nishlo ben ba'azarim means it's alive. That the Mishnah is trying to say there's no karis. But the Reim learns up, all the Mishnah means is that there's no skila. For skila, that you have to actually do the Oivi Yudaini itself. But Nishal Ben is the Azar of Altifnu ala Oivis, and then Echinami. By Altifnu ala Oivis, it says Karis. By Stais, it's Karis. By Nishal Ben. And Gavaldig Echidish, the Taifes Reim, on the bottom, asks the Kasha, Oivis, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah of Krisus, the 36 Krisus? But he says, Pashit. Just like Yudaini is not mentioned, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says one of two terutzim. Rabbi Yechanan says because it's Nichlal, Oiv and Yudaini go together, it's Nichlal, it's not two separate Yisurim, and Rish Lakish says because it's same by Maisa. The same answer you can give to Nishal. If Nishal, it could be the same Issa, it could be the same Lav as Oiv and Yudaini, they both come from Altifnul, Oivis Vela Yudainim. So merely you're not going to get two krisos. So when the Mishnah says Baal Oiv is Bekaris, who would initial is Bekaris? But it's not going to mention it because it's the same Karis. Or you could say it's the Aim by Maisa. It's Aim by Maisa. So Mimela, the Mishnah didn't mention it. But that would be a little bit schwer because at least according to Rabbi Kiva, it should mention it. But it could be here, everyone's masking it's the same Lav. By Oiv and Yedaini, that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish, if it's called the same Lav or not. But Nishal could be the same lav as doing it. Just skila is only for actually doing the Yudaini, and karis is for nishal. That's a sheet to see your aim. It could be Kalin Rashi that way. But Taisus didn't have on that way. Taisus didn't done that it says Elu Bazar, that doesn't mean karis. So he says Faket, that Altifnu al-Avis v'yayinim is talking about actually doing it. And Rashi also says that in the Gemara, that Altifnu al-Avis is actually doing it. And the lav of Nishal Ben is that it says in Shaftim, Pasha Shaftim, Yamatsu Becham, Avib, Nay, Bita, Beish, Kaisim, Ksamim, etc., Mainim, Menachish, Mechashif, So there it says that you can't be a shayel ayvi yadayni. That doesn't mean doing the ayvi yadayni. That means asking the ayvi yadayni. That is the azhara. The nishlo ben is bazhara. As I state Ramamaych, the Gilyan Hashash, Rabbi Kivega brings, there's a sugyan Ervin, the Daf Yud Zayin, and the base, there's a Taisus there, and the Taurus Chaim there, a Shtikal Arichus, because the Gemara there, Akapanim, the way Taisus learns, is Mashma. Akapanim, the Taisus there, is Mashma, that, like Rashi, that we're going with our Tifnal Avis Velidainim. That's the Azhara of Nishal Behen. But in Kamakamar, Akapanim, that's the two Shitas, if the initial ban is also tifnu al avis filidainim, and then there's a kasha, why isn't there karis? And we're mentioning the Reim Taka says there is karis. Or if initial ban is from leyamatsu b'chashay al avi yadaini. Now I want to tie in one nakuda that I want to say there's a machlekes rishainim in the gedder adavar. What is the isser of initial ban? What's the gedder of the isser? I want to say two mahalchim. Because there's a Rashi in Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kufi Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, Minayin, Shein Shailim Bekalbiyim, Tam Alayim Etam Tiyem Hashem Alakecha. You learn from the Pasuk, Tam Tiyem Hashem Alakecha, that you shouldn't ask in the Kalbiyim. So most Rishayim learn that we're talking about astrologers. Shouldn't go ask the astrologers, you shouldn't go find out what's doing with the astrology, Tam Tiyem Hashem Alakecha. But Rashi in Pesachim, Daf Kufi Gimel Beis, he says, Balayayiv, that Kalbiyim are Balayayiv. So the Rishbam, there in Arvei Pesachim, Eifenart, he asks the Kasha, what do you need Tamim Tiyah? There's a lot of their Eisal, Tifna Leivis Velidainim. What do you need Tamim Tiyah? The Mishnah says, in Nishma Mazarah, Azayah Fek Taisus, and Shabbos, Daf Kufnim Vavim and Beis, that how could Chaldean be Balayayiv? Why would that be Eisal Tamim Tiyah? That should be Eisal, also a lot of their Eisal, of Al Tifna Leivis, or Shailevi Yadaini, like we said, Limatsubha Shailevi Yadaini. Bakapan, the Mishnah says it's Bazhara. How could the Gemara there say that it's Altam Tia and Isser Asay? That's Vagin the Rishainim. So there's a Tshuva from the Ramban, Tshuva's Micheses Ramban, Simon Reishpe Gimel, that he says a Pshan and Rashi, that in order to have that Azara finishal behen, the person has to do the Maisa al Piyo Sheela. You're coming to the Balayvi Yadaini, and you're asking him to do the Ayvi Yadaini for you, and that's called Nishal Behen. Mashegan, let's say he did the Ayvi Yadaini without you asking him. And then you went to inquire, what did he do? What did the May say? And you want to find out what the May said, because you want to know how to make a decision based on what the May will tell you that was done with this Ayvi Yadaini. So that's not the Azhara of Nishal Behen. That is only a din of Tam Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. So I understand this teretz on Rashi, that the pshat initial ban is that you're participating in the Ayvi Yadaini. It seems the Ayvi Yadaini ritual was done with the person that's asking the Ayvi Yadaini there directly listening to the mace. So the issue is your participation in this kishith, in this ritual. And that's why the issue wouldn't apply when the Baal Ayvi Yadaini just did the ritual without anything to do with you, and then you just went to ask him to find out. So what did the May say? What information do we have? What Kedushim are there? So I can know. It's important for me to know how to run the business or what to do with my life. That's Tam Tiyah. That's not Shail Ayvi Yadaini. Al-Kopanim, that's the Ramban's Teretz and Rashi. How could he say Shail B'Kaldiyah means Baal Ayvi? Baal Ayvi have a lot of their eyes, so we're talking about that he's asking after he did the Maisa already. But the Rambam, in Perikin Alef, Halacha Yudalad, he says like this. He says, the Mishnah says, Nishal Ben Bazara. But you don't get Malkus. He says you get Malkus Maidus. But you don't get Malkus. Why? Because Lav Shem Ben Maisa. When the Rambam says, Vim Kivein Maisa V'Asa Kafim Ma'amoran, Loike. Like Ravaldi Gechidish, the Brisker of Increases, is very bothered. What's this Kivein Maisa? It says, if you did, let's say the dead person said, Aydei Ayiv, he wanted you to do a specific thing, or warned you not to do a specific thing. So if you listened to him, and you did what the Balayiv told you to do, you get Malkus. So the Brisker Rav is very bothered. Why is that Shaya Levi Yadaini? What does that have to do with anything? Shaya Levi Yadaini means you ask. First thing, if you follow his instructions, what does that have to do with Shaya Levi Yadaini? So I think the pshat in the Rambam is that Shaya Levi Yadaini, the Isser, isn't the asking. The Isser is the being interested. The Isser is acting on the belief that your life will be enhanced, that you'll be able to save yourself from trouble based on communicating with the spirits of the dead. That's what the issur is. So Hu HaDin, after the Ayvi Daini tells you something, if you listen to his instructions, so that's also a lav of listening to the Ayvi Daini. And then it will be a lav sheyesh remaisa, because you're doing it with an action, and then you'll get malchus. As el lecharis b'shat in the Rambam. So kum deis tu malchim. In the Rambam, the lav de reisa is not to follow this magic. Not to run your life al pi this ayvi yadayni. So it doesn't make a difference if you ask for the ayvi yadayni to be done, or if the ayvi yadayni was done and then you asked about it. The point is, you finding out what the ayvi yadayni said, or you acting upon what the ayvi yadayni said, that's all nichol in the lav. But the lav isn't your participation in the ritual. The lav is the fact that you're interested, the fact that you are running your life I'll pee the Ayvi Yadaini. That's the chavs of the lot. But Shanky Rashi goes, no. Running your life, I'll pee the Ayvi Yadaini, that's tamim tia. That's not the lot of Shayel Ayvi Yadaini. The lot of Shayel Ayvi Yadaini is your participation in the ritual. You're a passive participant. The Baal Ayvi Yadaini is doing the actual kishif, but you're also involved because you asked him to do it and the mace is communicating with you. Azay would be very geschmack to learn that if the drush will be from al tifnu ala ayvis vala yadainim, that sounds like al tifnu ala lilim, that sounds like the Rambam's gather. That the pshat is, don't run your life with the ayvis vidainim. Don't be interested in what they have to say. And certainly, don't obey their commands. Ayvis vidainim shouldn't be a part of your life. That's al tifnu ala ayvis vidainim. As opposed to if the lav is from Shayel Ayvi Yadaini, so that the pshat is, that's an act, like Ma'inen, Menachesh, Mechashev, Chayver, Chaver, and then Shayel Ayvi Yadaini, you're being Shayel, you're a Shayel of an Ayvi Yadaini. The Hainu, that's your participation in the Ayvi Yadaini ritual. But let's say it was already done, and just ask what happened, and what did the Mei say, and you do what he said, that's not Shayel Ayvi Yadaini. That would be geschmack, but the problem is, it's punk vakert. Rashi, who says that Chaldeim means Balayiv, Rashi is the one that holds that the lav is from Altifnu Alayivis Valayidainim. Rashi, who says that Chaldeim is Balayiv, and the Ramban's explanation that the only Isser is when you ask and they do Alpiv, Rashi learns out the Isser from Altifnu Alayivis Valayidainim. And the Rambam, who says that Bekive Maisiv Yuleika, and like we explained, there's nothing to do with your participation in the Ayivi Yadaini ritual. It's the listening to the Ayvi Yadaini. It's the being interested. It's the running your life up he's at. So Hu HaDin, if afterwards you do what the Ayvi Yadaini said, that's also the Isser, the Rambam holds the Isser's Shayel Ayvi Yadaini. So it comes after care from what I would have thought in Svara. But I still think that the shtickle is endless. That Rashi, if you learn like the Ramban, that the Isser is Dafka when they do it Al Piv, then the Isser is the participation in the Ayvi Yadaini ritual. Mashenk in the Rambam that says that the Kivein Maisa Va'osa Kefima Marin is like the issue is paying attention to them, running your life based on the Ayvi Yadaini, finding out what they're saying because it might be negated to you. Ukadema, that's the issue, and that's what the issue would Hu HaDin apply if he's Kivein Maisa Va'osa Kefima Marin. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Maish Nachli Tani Balay Vi Yadaini, Maish Gala Kizu Tani Balay Vishari Li Yadaini. How come over here we say both Ayiv and Yadaini, and the Masechtas Krisis, when we're talking about the 36 Krisis, we only say Ayiv, we don't say Yadaini? So Rabbi Yochanan says, because Ayiv and Yadaini are Abalad Echad Nemru, Samamela, they're not Choluk Lechatais. But Rish Lakish holds they are Choluk Lechatais, like the Gemara explains, since they have separate Mises. And Rish Lakish says, because Yadaini doesn't have a Maisa. So, if you mind in the Sugi, you'll see the three machlokes in between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. One is Lagabi, if Ayvi Yadaini, the two Chatayis or one Chatas, assuming the Yadaini would be with the Maisa with the Chatas, the Rabbi Yochanan says that Yadaini is considered one Chatas, because it's B'lai Vecha Nemru, and Rish Lakish holds that since the Chaluk and B'misa, that's considered Chaluk, Lagabi Chatayis also. That's one machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Second machlokes Rebbeinu Mishlokish is like this. The next two, the second and third. We have the Mishnah in Krisus. The Mishnah says 36 Krisus, and it also mentions in the Mishnah Megadef. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that Megadef is also Chayev Echatas, even though it's a Lav She'em B'Maisa, but still it's Chayev Echatas. Hashenkin, the Chachamim of the Mishnah in Krisus, say that you have to take out Megadef. Megadef is not Chayev Echatas because it doesn't have a Maisa. So that's a Machlokes Tanon. The Chachamim hold that Megadef is not Chayev Echatas, for Chatas you need a Maisa. And Rabbi Kiva holds Megadef is Chayev Echatas because you do not need a Maisa. So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokesh have a Machlokes according to Rabbi Kiva, and they have a Machlokes according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon holds you don't need any Maisa at all. Even without any Maisa at all, Rabbi Kiva will be Mechayev Echatas. Hashengi and Shlokesh holds you need Al Kapanim a Maisa Zuta. You need something. Yudaini doesn't have any mice at all. Even Rabbi Kiva would say Yipater. Megadef has a mice of Akimis Vasayim. But Leivit says that they have a mice of Akashas Reisav. So Rish Lakish holds, according to Rabbi Kiva, you need some physical activity. You need something. Lips moving, the hands moving, Eshtachavah, Kfifis Kaimasai, some physical activity. But if there's complete lack of any physical activity, any mice of Bechal, even a mice of Zuta, then Rish Lakish holds Rabbi Kiva's made, they don't get a chatas. Mashenkin and Bechon holds, no. Rabbi Kiva holds you get a chatas even without any mice of Bechal, even a mice of Zuta. That's the machlekes according to Rabbi Kiva. And then there's also machlekes according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yechanan holds that Kfifas Kaima is a mice according to the Rabbanan. Akimas Svasav is a mice according to the Rabbanan. Akashas Reyes is a mice according to the Rabbanan. Even a small mice, even if it's not a mice, Rabbi, it's not a chash of a mice, but it was some form of physical activity, and that's considered a mice even according to Rabbanan, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan. Mashenke Mishlokish holds that all these things are not a chash of a mice, even though there was some movement, there was some action, there was some physical activity, but that's not a mice. Talking is not a mice, bowing is not a mice. You need a good mice, geshmak a mice, chash of a mice rabba. That's a Mishlokish holds. So there's a machlokes according to Rabbi Kiva, and a machlokes according to Rabbanan. That's what's inspired in the sukkah. Now the Gemara asks a kasha that according to Rish Lakish, why would a Baal Oiv be Chayev Echatas according to the Rabbanan? It's mavur in the Mishnah increases that a Baal Oiv is Chayev Echatas according to the Rabbanan. And a Baal Oiv is not doing much of a Maisa, just doing Makashas Raisa, just doing this Maisa Zuta, doing the physical activity without a Maisa Rabba. So why would a Baal Oiv be Chayev Echatas? So the Gemara answers, Ela Amrula, B'mekata L'sheit, that it's talking about that you're doing a real Maisa, you're doing a Maisa Akhtara. You're doing the Baal Oiv by being Mekata L'sheit, by burning something for a sheit. Amle Rava Mekata L'sheit, Oiv Avadiska Chavimi. Mekata L'sheit, that's Avayt Dezara. Akhtara is part of Avayt Dezara. You're Mekata for a sheit, that's Avayt Dezara. El Amre Rava Mekata L'chaver. You're not being mekater for the shade, you're being mekater to be mechaber the shadim, to gather the shadim together. Amalei Abaye mekater lechaver chay v'cheveru. That's another law. That's a law of chay v'chever. That's not baloiv. Gathering together shadim is chay v'chever. So Rava answered in, v'tayr amar chay v'zebeskili. You're right, it's chay v'chever, but this particular chay v'chever goes into the category of baloiv and it's beskili. So first, I want to tell you what I think is a machlokes rishonim. Whether Mekata L'Sheid, why is he doing the Mekata L'Sheid for? And why is he doing the Mekata L'Chaver for? Rashi says that he's Mekata L'Fnei HaSheid HaMemuna Al Oysa Dover. He's Mekata on the Sheid that's Memuna Al Oysa Dover. I think what Rashi means is that this Sheid is Memuna on communicating with the spirits, with the dead. That's the Oysa Dover. So the Pshat is you have a Baal Oiv where the guy himself is able to communicate with the spirits. Through that kashis or isa, whatever the case may be, he's able to do the kishuf to communicate. You have a thing where he's not going to do it. He's going to be makata to a shade, and the shade's going to do it. But these are just different forms of communicating with the spirits. That's the side of Ayvi Adaini. And that's the side of makata to a shade, and that's the side of makata to a chava, which we'll speak soon. What's the difference between makata to a shade and makata to a chava? And it's a little bit shver abayis kasha. So what's abayis kasha chay v'chever hu? Chay v'chever is when you're doing it for the snakes or whatever it is. Like the Gemara explains it, it's when he's doing it to communicate with the dead. So that's baloiv. So I think it must be a bias kasha was that as long as you're not doing the balayv, as long as it's shade that's doing it, so the problem that you did was you got the shade to do something, so getting the shade to do something, that's only chay v'chaver. And that Rav answered, yeah, but when you get the shade to communicate with the spirits, then it becomes balayv. That's the chay v'chaver, which you chayv skil on. The Rambam also mentions haktara as one of the forms of balayv. L'chayr, this is the makar. L'chayr, that's how we learned up the Gemara. But the Yad Ramah, the mashmais of the Yad Ramah to me, and particularly when Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings the Ramah, the Beis Yosef brings us Rabbeinu Yeruchim at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. I think he was learning that once we're saying Mekata L'Shay, there's absolutely nothing to do with communicating with the dead. Mekata L'Shay is another form of Balayv. Balayv could mean two things. It can mean doing something to communicate with the dead. It can mean doing something which getting a shade to do whatever you want that shade to do, Ayyidei Akhtara. So we understand the Bayis Kasha much better. Getting a shade to do what you want, fact that Bayi, that's not Ayyid, that's Chay V'chever. So on that, Rav answered, well, when you do this form of Chay V'chever, getting the shade to do what you want, Ayyidei Akhtara, that makes it into Ayyid for some reason, Kachibu, and that becomes a Chiv Skila. That's what I see in the Yad Ramah, and particularly in Rabbeinu Yeruchim Hashem the Ramah. So that's one Machlokes Rishayim L'Daiti, whether the Makata L'Shade is that vita in order to communicate with the dead, or is Makata L'Shade already a different thing, getting the Shade to do whatever you want, and that becomes a Balayv as well. Now there's another very sadistic Machlokes HaPeskim to understand the Shakl V'Taya, Makata L'Shade. And then Abaye asked that Mekata L'Shed is Oved Avodah Zarah, and Rav answered Mekata L'Chaver. Of course, the Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, he brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says, HaMekata L'Shed L'Chaver L'Kaifei L'Asas Yitzayne Chayiv Mishum Baal Oiv. Someone is Mekata to a Shed L'Chaveroi, to gather them together, L'Kaifei L'Asas Yitzayne, he's Chayiv Mishum Baal Oiv. So Beis Yosef says about that, what does that have to do with Baal Oiv? I think the Beis Yosef was particularly bothered because he didn't mention anything about communicating with the dead, Bechlal. But he says, you have to cross out the word Mishum Baal Oiv, and he means Mishum Avodah Zarah. He doesn't mean Mishum Baal Oiv. He changes the girsa in the Yad Ramah. In Rabbeinu Yeruchim Hashem the Ramah, he changes the girsa. It says there Mishum Baal Oiv. Cross it out, Mishum Avodah Zarah. And as I pask in Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'Maisa, if you Mekata L'Shed L'Chavroi, U'L'Kaifei L'Asur Tzoynei, Chai Mishum Oved Avodah Zarah, N'Chi V'Zaz Avodah Zarah. So, fact, Nachreinim, what's Pshat in the Beis Yosef? What's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? The Gemara says, Mefurish not that way. The Gemara says that Mekata L'Shed, Abaye asked Mekata L'Shed was Oved Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says, no, it's Mekata L'Chavr. So Mekata L'Chaver is not Oved Avodah Zarah. So how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Mekata L'Chaver is Oved Avodah Zarah when the Gemara says clearly that Mekata L'Chaver is not Oved Avodah Zarah? So I think like this, Mishkloima that the Beis Yosef was bothered, why is it Baal Oiv? I think it's totally in that Mechleikus that I just said, that the Beis Yosef nendam for Dava Pashit, that Baal Oiv is only when you're communicating with the dead spirits. But if you just don't want to do your tzayne in other areas, that's b'chol not balayv. That's why I think the Beis Yosef asks ma'inyan balayv l'kat. But the kash is even so. But how could you say it's oved avodah zarah? The Gemara says mekata l'chaver is not oved avodah zarah. So maybe it's balayv, and if it's not balayv, it will be chayv v'chaver. But it's not oved avodah zarah. How could the Beis Yosef say that it's oved avodah zarah? And that's why he passes Shulchan Aruch. That's the power. So zok t'shach. The Teretz says that this is what the Gemara means. Mekata L'Shed means that you're directing the Akhtara at the Shed. That's Oved Avodah Zarah. When you direct the Akhtara at the Shed, you're being Oved Avodah Zarah, period. What's Mekata L'Chaver? Mekata L'Chaver means I'm not directing the Akhtara at the Shed at all. I'm just doing Akhtara. I'm doing a Kishef Azah. I'm doing a ritual. I'm doing Akhtara. The Akhtara is not being directed at a Shed. The Akhtara is Akhtara. This haktara has b'kayach to be kayfa a shade to do what I want. That's mekata l'chaver. So that's why it's meduyik in the Beis Yosef that he says, mekata l'shade l'chaver v'lasu tzaynei, mekata to the shade to be mechaber, that's mamash avay desire. What's mekata lechaber? Mekata lechaber is a pshat that I'm not being mekata the shade altogether. I'm being mekata and the akhtar itself without me directing the akhtar to the shade has a skula to be kai for the shade to do what I want. So the shach really likes his pshat. He says, this is mamish pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot of echachas to it. He says, his father explained it in the tshuva. But this is learning pshat in the Gemara. That mekata l'shade means, as long as the Akhtar is directed to the shade, that's avodah zarah. Mekata l'chava means the Akhtar is not directed to the shade, the Akhtar is stam, and that memela makes a chavar, that memela makes this kishiv, that the shade has to do what you want. But the Gain, and this is the chay v'shteit that we have in front of us, say in the Rabbeinu Yerucham Hashem, the Yad Ramah, and say we have it in the Yad Ramah, that no, mekata l'shade l'chave, even if the akhtar is directed to the shade, that's not a vay desire. That's balayiv. The Gayin, or maybe it's the Magi and the Gayin, and the Aruch Lener increases the Afgimel Mebeh, is asked the Kasha, the Gemara increases, and our Nusach says, mekata l'shade l'chave. Not like Agamar, it says mekata l'chave. So it doesn't stim with the Gemara, the way the Gemara brings it down increases. Maybe the Shach didn't have that girsa. But I think it's a machlokes rishayim. Because Rashi says, my mekata l'chave, Rashi says, ain't a mekata l'shem elohus. Elayidei akhtar nasu machshefus l'chave ashedim l'kat. But the aside is, I'm not doing it as a divine worship. So it sounds from Rashi, not like the Shach, like the Gayin, that as long as I'm not being mekata l'shem elohus, even though I'm being mekata, I'm directing the akhtar to the shade. But that's not a vayda zara. When Ula said mekata l'shem, he meant that I'm being mekatet to the shade means I'm directing a divine worship to the shade. I'm making akhtara to a shade. I'm considering the shade like a god. So that's the kasha of avei dezar. But there it says, no, I'm not worshipping the shade at all. The akhtara is a method. You mak it to the shade and then he has to do what you want. But the chedush Iran earlier, there's no chedush Iran in our sugya, but the chedush Iran earlier in the Afsamach Aleph in the Beis, by the sugya of Avira, we spoke it out there. The Rambam says a big chiddush. The Rambam says a hava of the yira could mean a havas eisetzura and yiras eisetzura. A hava of the yira means a hava could mean that I love this worship. I love this form of worship. I don't consider this idol to be a god, but I just like the way, you know, I like the worship. I like to worship the idol, even though I know it's not a god. And yiras epshat, I don't consider it a god, but I believe that this tzura could harm me and could cause me success or failure. So male, I'm scared of this tzura. So male, I worship it, even though I know it's, even though I don't, I'm not considering it a god. So the Rambam holds, that's not called Kabbalah Salihus, and Yepater. That's called the Hav of the Year. So the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, that is a Vayit Azar. That is Kabbalah Salihus. What do you mean it's not a god? If you're doing it to worship this tzura, even if you don't think this tzura is a god, but you're doing it to worship the tzura, or you're doing it because you believe that this tzura has a power over you, and the mela, you're trying to chan for the tzura to get what you want, that's mamash avay dezara. That's tain at the Ran. And the Ran brings a raya. The Ran's raya is mekata l'shed. He says, the Gemara says in daf samachay, daf samachay, that mekata l'shed is avay dezara. He says, no one considers a shade a god. When you mekata to a shade, you're not being mekata, you're not doing any divine worship. You're doing akhtara to a shade, and male, the shade is doing what you want. And the Gemara calls that a vaydezara. You see clearly that what the Rambam is calling a havavira, and Rambam is saying it's not Kabbalah Salihus, you see clearly it's not true. You see, it is called Kabbalah Salihus, because even though you don't consider the shade a god, you're just trying to get the power of the shade. But that's mamash vaydezara, that's tain at the Ran. In the Ran, you see mefurish shach. That any time you direct the akhtara to the shade, even without any Kabbalah Salihus, that's a Vaidazara. And what does it mean, Makata Lechaver? Behechach, you're going to have to say like the Shach, that there's absolutely no direction to the shade. You're not doing it to the shade. You're just doing it, and the male actor itself is a power to force the shade without any actor directed to the shade. So, kum dais is machlekes, the Shach and the Gayin. Then when you do that, when you direct Haktara to a shade without accepting the shade as a divine being, without any divine worship, but you're doing the Haktara to the shade simply because that's the way you get the shade to do what you want, the Ran says, that's a Vaidazara, like the Shach. And Behechrech, like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. And Behechrich, Mekata Lechaba, means that you have no direction to the Shade altogether. Now, Shein Kain, Rashi, and the Ramah, and Lechaya, this is the Rambam by Yehav of the Yira, that even when you're directing the Avodah to the Tzura, but if you're not being Mekabel the Tzura as a God, you're just directing it because you want to get what you want from the Tzura, that's not called Avodah Zara, like the guy in the Machlaikas at Paiskim is the Machlaikas Yishayim. And now let's go weiter. We had mentioned that Rabbi Yechanan holds that even according to the Rabbanan that hold that for a Chiyuv Chatas you need a Maisa, but a small Maisa, any physical activity is called a Maisa, Akimus Vasu Havi Maisa, Kfifus Kamasa Havi Maisa, Kashus Reisav Havi Maisa, that's Rabbi Yechanan Shita. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat in Megadef? Why did the Rabbanan argue by Megadef if Kfifus Kamasa is a Maisa? So why isn't that Kimas Svasa of a Megadef called a Maisa? The fact that he talks and knows he's moving his lips to talk, the same Megadef to Mevarech Es Hashem, why isn't that called a Maisa? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shani Megadef Hayol V'yeshnoi Belev. Megadef is different because it's Yeshnoi Belev. We'll have to see what that means. And then the Gemara asks the Kasha, what about Edom Zaymanin? It says, in the Brisa, Edom Zaymanin don't bring a carbon because Ein Be'a Maisa. Why? Edom Zayman has to be with speech. So Gemara is mefabel, shakli v'tayr with Edom Zayman, and answers the final answer is sheyeshne b'riya, or there's another girsa from the Rif, we're going to discuss that soon. But first, what does the Gemara want with Megadef? What is the answer of yeshne b'leif? Megadef, you do by speaking, by saying the giduf. So Rashi says, ik chiyev abal of toli b'leif, the main chiyev is, that's totally in his heart, what he thinks. Shem is schaven levarach Hashem. Why? Because even if he's mevarach as Hashem kol hayom and he doesn't think about Hashem, he just is calling something else by the same name of Hashem, that's not called, that's not a chiyuv mevarach as Hashem. A person would mamish go and be mevarach the Shem Havaya, but he considers the table or whatever it is, the stone, to be what he's saying Shem Havaya. And it means the curse to go on the stone, not on the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he's not mechuyif and mevarech es Hashem. So in other words, mevarech es Hashem needs two things. It needs the speech, and also needs that the lev he has in mind that what the kala means is a klala, or in Chazal's words, a bracha to Hashem. So Taisus asks, but why would mishtach v'levedes zara be the same thing? The Gemara says clearly earlier that if somebody thinks he's in a shul, and he bows down, he's really in the base of Avodah Zarah, in front of Avodah Zarah, and he bows down, and he's not mechavin to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, he's not chayiv, so he also should need leith. So Taisa says two terutzim. One terutz is that the Gemara is saying that there's a pasuk in regard to Nineveh that says, M'cho yetzi chayshev al Hashem ra. From you, from Nineveh, will come chayshev al Hashem ra. Which the Gemara says, that was Tumah Rav Shokei, that was Megadef es Hashem, is Mevarech es Hashem. And the pasuk calls a chayshev al Hashem. Ravai says the Torah is calling mevarech es Hashem a machshava. So Zachzeri is the cause of the Megadef, even though it's done through speech, is called machshava as opposed to Eved Avodah Zarah. And then he says the second teretz that lefi Taisus Shita and the second teretz of Taisus early in Daf Samech Aleph and Mebeis by Eved Mehava Veyira lefi Taisus Shita, then it stems because Taisus Shita is that when you're dealing with a real Avodah Zarah, a bona fide Avodah Zarah, even if you have absolutely no thought of divine worship, you do an Avodah to an Avodah Zarah, when you don't have any thought of divine worship, any Kabbalah Selihus, Yechayiv, that's not called a Hav of the Yira. The only Pshat in the Hav of the Yira is an Avodah Zarah, which everybody's Avodah may have of the Yira. It's not an Avodah Zarah that anyone worships. The worship that everybody does, Mehav of the Yira, that Abaye says is considered an Avodah Zarah. And if you do any avodah to it, you chayiv. And Rava says, no, since nobody in his right mind worships it sincerely, that's not called an avodah zarah, so when you do avodah to it, you potter. But if it is an avodah zarah, so you chayiv, even if you have absolutely no thought of Kabbalah Selihus. So Mel, that's the chilik. Megadef, the pshat is, if you have no thought of Birchas Hashem, even though you're saying the words of Birchas Hashem, but in your mind you mean something else, so you're not chayiv. Doesn't matter what you think in your mind, you do the action of Avodah Zarah, lefi the second teretz, you chayiv, even without the mind. So first, Esarach b'ilachayit shver, what's takip shad in the teretz anyway? Even if you need the mind also in order to be chayif and megadev, but lachayit you're doing an action, you're saying the words. So good, you need also to have a machshava. But how can that be called aim b'maisa? If a kimas v'asav avi maisa, you have a maisa. Okay, so you need leiv also. But what's the difference? And also, how could Xeris HaKasav help you for that? So the Torah called it Machshava. So the Torah called it Machshava. Lamaisa, I have an action. What's pshat in this whole thing? So the Brisker Rav, you have exactly the same Gemara in Krisus, Staff Gimel Beis. The Brisker Rav there says like this. He says there's a chilek between the din that you need a Maisa Lagabe Karbin and the din you need a Maisa Lagabe the Lav. There's a din Lagabe Malkus also, Lav Shem Maisa ain't like it all. And there's a din lagabe carbon. Now you need a ma'isa. Tari achas yeh lechem lo'isa b'shkaga. So like the biskirah, but the chalak biki yisai dina. How so? A lot of the pshat is, you have to actually do an action. That's the yisai. You have to do the ma'isa, period. It doesn't make a difference what the aveira is, or what the chiyiv is. It's a question, did you do a ma'isa or not? All right, l'mashal. You have this, there's a lav lo'isa kifu was pas reishchem. Now let us shave off your pace. So the Gemara says that both a makif and a nikif is chayiv. The one who does the actual shaving and the one who has his pace shaved is chayiv malchus. Faith the Gemara, it's a lav shame of maisa. So like the Gemara, it's talking about he's misayeyah to him. He's misayeyah, he's helping him out. He's moving his head to him. He's pulling out the hair for him. He's holding out the hair for him. He's doing a maisa in order to assist the shaving of the pasarish. So you see, it's the same Aveira. The Aveira is to have your payas cut off. If you're completely passive, you don't move, it's a lav shame by Maisa, Potter. If you move in the thing, you turn your head to him, you hold out the hair, then you chayiv. It's telling, did you do an action or not? Same thing with Agamari here, with Chasima. Right? If you muzzle up an animal, you did an action, you chayiv. If you're muzzled in a different way, but koil, if you hold like Rish Lakish, that koil is not called an action, you're potter. It's a question, did you or didn't you do an action? If you hold that way, if that would be true by carbon, it wouldn't be Shaykh Nis Terutzim. So what? It's Yeshnei Belev. But you did an action, you spoke. And how could the Xeris Akasava call the Machshava? So what? But you did an action. Zag Divis Gerov, by carbon, it's a whole different thing. By carbon, the question isn't whether you did or did not do an action. By carbon, the question is the Aveira an Aveira with an action or not? What is the Aveira? Is it an Aveira of a Maisa or Aveira with a non-Maisa? What is this? Hanifatach the Aveira, Hanifatach what you're being chayiv on. Doesn't matter if you did the Maisa, the question is the Chiv, a Chiv on a Maisa or not? So there, you can have Xeris Akasa that Megandif. It's not called a Maisa. Megandif, the Torah tells you, the Chiv is Chayshiv Hashem Lera. The Chiv, I have to do a Maisa, but so what? The Chiv is Chayshiv. The Torah calls it Chayshiv. The Chiv is for the Machshava, period. You need a Maisa, fine, that's it tonight. But the Chiv is Machshava. And also the other Svar, even if you're doing a Maisa, but if the Maisa itself is meaningless without the Machshava, you need the Machshava. So Memela, that's not called an Aveir of a Maisa, because the Aveir is not Betzir of a Machshava. So Mela, if you need Machshava, if you have a Mavarach Hashem, the Maisa of Akima Svasav doesn't work without thinking in your mind that you take a mean to Mavarach Hashem. So that's cool that the Aveir is not the Maisa, the Aveir is the Machshava. Now Taisus has a Kasha, Avaidazar is also that way, but Avaidazar also have to be Mekabal of Baloya. So that's what Taisus says, that according to the second teretz that he said there, that Avodah Zarah you don't. If it's a bona fide Avodah Zarah, so then, and you do a Maisa without any Machshava, Yechayev is very good. Again, if you also need a Machshava, that's why it's called that the Aveir is the Machshava, not the Maisa. Now the Shaila is, how do you learn Rashi's Svara like the first teretz of Taisus there? The first teretz of Taisus was that Avodah Zarah is also that way. Someone's Mishtachav to Avodah Zarah, and in his mind he thinks, this is not my God. I'll bow down. Whatever it is, I'll make somebody feel better. I'll bow down because someone's telling me to do it. Potter. See, Agval Yavar, but it's Potter. That's the first Teretz of Taisus. So kumta is for the chiyuv, you need machshava. So what's the difference in Eved Avodah Zarah and Megadev? So the Brisker Rav says it's shtickle. He says it's really based on Rashi there. Rashi increases the Gimel and Beis, the last Rashi says, that Yeshna B'Lev, Rashi's Lashon is, Ikari Surah B'Machsheves HaLev. V'ein kan Maisa, U'mashim Medaber, Ein Ela Mashmiya Yisurai. Avo Kfifas Kimasa, Ehainu Ikari Surah. What does that mean? Even though by Kfifas Kaima, you also need Machshava. But Zakhti Brisker Rav, this is the chilek. By Megandif, the side of Megandif is the Machshava. That's what you chayv. I need Dibur. You need Dibur to express the Machshava. Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. But the side of what you're doing by Megandif is the Machshava. The Dibur is a Tanai. He says he has a raya to that. Because the Gemara in the Dar of that Fezayin says that there's no din of Teich Kedei Dibur by Megandif. And the Gemara is sad that maybe it could be chayzer from the Megadif Teichedei Dibur. He says if Megadif the Yisayid is a Maisa, on a Maisa you can't be chayzer Teichedei Dibur. There's no such thing. There's never such a thing that when you do a Maisa you could be chayzer Teichedei Dibur. Teichedei Dibur is on Das. By Das, it's not considered Das if you're chayzer Teichedei Dibur. There you have this thing. So the Balti Gemara, I mean, Gemara says there's no din of Teichedei Dibur by Megadif, but the Balti Gemara had such a havamina. And at the red ice, and at the say chindish, that there's no din teichedei dibur by Megandif, Vaisis he said in Megandif is the das. Why do you need the dibur? That's a tanai. But the iser is the das. Mashenk and Avodah Zarah, even if Avodah Zarah also you need das. Even if you never like the first teretz of Tosis, that without the Kabbalah Saloya believe you're not chayiv for Avodah Zarah. But the chavs of Avodah Zarah is the Maisa. That is the chavs of the Avodah Zarah. The chavs of Avodah Zarah is the Maisa Shtachavo, period. There's a Tanai. A Maisa Shtachavo without Kabbalah Saloya is not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. But when you have the Kabbalah Saloya, what's the Avodah Zarah? The Maisa, the Shtachavo. By Megadiv, the Machshav is not the Tanai. The Machshav is the Gufish Elisser. The Dima is the Tanai. So Mela, that's why it's Yeshna B'Lev. It's called Ein B'Maisa. Like the Brisker Rav's Yisayin, that Lagabe Karben, you need that the Etzem Chiv should be a Chiv Maisa, not a Chshav, you did the Maisa. You need the Chiv should be a Chiv of a Maisa. The Chiv is Machshava. You need a Dibur Stam. It's the way of bringing out the Machshava. But that's not the Avera. So Mel, the Avera is called Avera She'ein B'Maisa. Mashenken Avodah Zarah, okay, the Avera is the Shachava, the Avera is the Maisa. You need a machshava, because without the machshava, the maisa is not a maisa of Avodah Zarah. But the avera is a maisa, and the mele yichayev. So far we have three pshatim in Shekein Yeshna B'Lev. We have the pshat, it's Xeris HaKosav, it says Choshev Hashem Ro, that Megadif, the avera is the machshava. We have a pshat that Avodah Zarah doesn't need machshava altogether. But Megadif needs machshava, and the mele, that's why it's called Yeshna B'Lev. And we have the Brisker Rav's pshat, which is learning in Rashi and Krisus, that Ein Echanami, both Megandif and Eved Avodah Zarah need Machshava. But Megandif, the Isser is because of the Machshava, the Dibur is the Tanai. Mashen Kein Avodah Zarah is Faket, the Isser is because of the Maisa, the Machshava is the Tanai. There's one more Pshat in the Sugya, the Ran. The Chiddush Ran says a whole different Pshat. He says, Yeshna B'Lev means, big Chiddush, that if you Megandif for that any Dibur Yichayev, someone's Megandif for that any Dibur Yichayev. That's Yeshna B'Lev. Megadif doesn't need Dibur. Aye, Eved Zayfek Diran, but what if you do have a Dibur? So then you should be Chayiv. Because now you have a Maisa. As Dr. Diran, you said that if there's a possibility to do the Aveir without a Maisa, even if you happen to do the Aveir with a Maisa, but Tayrachas Yilachem Laisa Lishgaga. It's one Tayr, has to be one thing. If there's any possibility of doing the Aveir without a Maisa, even though you happen to do the Aveir with a Maisa, then you're not chayiv a carbon, that's called Ein B'Maisa, because Torah Achas Yilchem Leiser B'Shgaga. And that again goes with the sight of the Brisker Rav, like we said, by Malkus you don't have such a thing. By Malkus, if you did it with a Maisa, you're chayiv, without a Maisa, you're potter. But by Chatas, the Pshat is, it's not a vart if you did a Maisa. Shas of the Aveira has a Maisa. Since you could do this Aveira without a Maisa, even though you did it with a Maisa, you're potter. Now, the Gemara also asks the Kasha from Edom Zayman. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Edom Zayman should be called Yeshna B'Maisa. Why does the Brisa call Edom Zayman Ein B'Maisa to Pater from a carbon? And the Gemara shock livatari about it. And the Gemara answered the Teretz, we have an Agamara, Rashi's Girsa, Yeshne Beria. Edom Zayman is called Ember Maisa, because it's Yeshne Beria. Rashi explains, Ika Chayuva Balyde Ria, Shemeidim Shiro, Veria Lespe Maisa. The Chiyuv comes from seeing, they were made that they saw, and seeing doesn't have a Maisa. Fekder Ambanam Ulchamis, Eifenart, that doesn't make any sense. That Veria comes from seeing, they didn't see. They didn't see. That very comes from speaking. What does Rashi mean that very comes from seeing? It's a Pella. What's Pasha Taichi Rashi? That very comes from seeing because they're made that they saw and they didn't see, and seeing doesn't have a Maisa. That very is not seeing. They didn't see. They would have seen it wouldn't be an Aver. That very is speaking. That very is saying the Eidus. So right, it's Akasha. If that very is saying the Eidus, Akim is supposed to have a Maisa. Why not? Very, very schwer. Now, the Rif has a different gear to him. And this seemed to have been the original girsa. The Rif's girsa is sheyeshnei ba'ai aleph yud or aleph yud hey. He says possibly the girsa was aleph yud nun. But what does it mean sheyeshnei ba'ai? What's ai? So like the Rif, ai means yes. Like ai is yes. That's what it is. Or in, that means yes. So like the Rif, akimus svasav is a maisa when you have to move your lips. You know, there's different metzahs hapeh for the different letters of the aleph base. Beis vav mem pei comes from the lips. Aleph hei ches ayin comes from the garin, comes from the throat. Yeah, we know gimel yud chaf kuf comes from the palate, and dalet tes lamed nun tav comes from the teeth. Al kopanim, aleph hei ches ayin comes from the throat. So those sounds, like the sound ay, doesn't have any movement of the lips. It comes from the throat. That's not called a maisa. So Edom Zayman is Yeshnei Ba'ai, meaning that let's say a witness would say his testimony in Beis Din, and then they would ask the second one, and are you saying the exact same Eidus as the first one? And he says, aye, meaning yes. So he didn't move his lips. So he didn't do any maisa. And he'd be chai for Edom Zayman. That's what it means. Edom Zayman is less by maisa. And this would answer Megad Devuso, that they don't have to say Yeshna Mulei Yeshna Ba'ai. You can be able to say Megad if someone else said it already, and someone asks, and this is what you mean to say also, you say Ay. So Memelo, that's without moving the lips, that's aimed by Meiser. So the Muhammad asks, so what's Pshat of Chasma B'Koil? The Gemara just started this off because of Chasma B'Koil, that Rabbi Yechanan says, that if you use your voice to stop the animal from eating. That's chas mekal yoivon like sachsim shor b'dishay with koil with the sound. The chayiv vice is that koil is chayiv. Vice is koil is called a maisa. So why do you say the same thing? You could do it without moving your lips. You could scream ay, and the animal will get scared and won't eat because you said ay. What's the difference in chas mekal and Edom Zayman? So Zokter Ramban that by Chatas, Mamash is Yisai, that we had said over from the Brisker Rav. By Chatas, the Brisker Rav says to explain the Rambam. By Chatas, it is a din of Isa Bishkaga. By Chatas is a din that once you could do this Maisa without any, this Avera, without any Maisa, so Mele, even if you did it with the Maisa, the Torah is not Mechalik. So Edom Zayman, since you could have done the Edom Zayman with an I, without any Maisa, just saying I, so even though that's not how you did it, you said the Edom Zayman, but vayta tayach esil lekam loyser bishkaga. Now shenkei by Malkus, if you taka only said ay, you taka potter. Chasam b'kal means that you moved your lips. Akim esvasa havei maisa and the mela. It depends what you did. So this is what the Brisker Rav says, and it's the same thing like the Ran said legabi megadif that you could do it with machshava and the mela you potter no matter how you do it. And he says the same thing here like the Ramban. And that's only by chatas. By chatas is a din, once the aveira can be done without a maisa, whether it's machshava, whether it's with ay, then already, this is called an aveira she'en by maisa, there's no chatas on this aveira. Now she'en came by malchus, even though you could do the aveira without a maisa, and when you do without a maisa, you're potter, but if you do the same aveira with the maisa, you're chayiv, malchus is different than chatas in that respect. But how do we answer the kasha, how do we answer the Ramban's kasha and Rashi, Yeshna Beria. What does it mean, Yeshna Beria? That varies for seeing. That varies for talking. That varies for saying the Eidus. You didn't see. It's a Pella. That's like the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav also wants to explain another pshat. Taisus and Kvisa says a pshat, a third pshat. We have Yeshna Beria, we have Yeshna Ba'ai, and there's a pshat of Yeshna Be'im. What's Yeshna Be'im? That im means im lo yagit, which means, Zak Taisus, because the agada has to be bebezdin as opposed to chutz bebezdin. Since the agada has to be bebezdin as opposed to chutz lebezdin, and chutz lebezdin is no chiv, so mele it's called the live shame of Maisa. What does that mean? So the agada has to be bebezdin, not chutz lebezdin. That's why it's called the, that's why it's called aim by Maisa. It's a pella. What does it mean? So Zak the Rav, with the same yisoid we were saying the whole time. By, as opposed to Malkus, by Chatas, the Yisayin Adavar is that Avera has to be Bechefs and Avera V'maisa. It doesn't make a difference if you did an action or didn't do an action, or even if you had to do an action or didn't have to do an action. The Avera has to be the action. The Avera has to be the Maisa. So Mela, that's what Pshat and Teis increases. If the Avera was the speaking, so Mela, that would be called the Maisa, Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. But then, what's the difference if you said it in Bezdin or at a Bezdin? So what's the pshat that has to be in Bezdin? The Torah says that there is an Agadas Eidus, and the Bezdin turns it into Agadas Eidus. If you just say the same words at a Bezdin, it's not, it's nothing. So what is it? What the Avera is, Agadas Eidus. Agadas Eidus is not you. Agadas Eidus is a combination of you and the Bezdin. The fact that Bezdin is being Makabal your Eidus, that's not a Maisa. So even though you did a Maisa, but that's not the Avera. The Maisa you did, if you did it out of Bezin, you did the same Maisa you bought there. What is the Avera? That Bezin was Mekabalit. That's not a Maisa. So he says the same thing with Rashi. Rashi's trying to say about Yeshna Beria that the Pshad is, what's Eidus? Eidus is not saying something. Eidus is not a speech. Eidus is when you witness an incident. Eidus is the witnessing of the incident and conveying that incident, bringing that edus, bringing what you saw, bring that riyah into Bezdin. That is the sight of edus. How do you do it? By talking. But what are you doing? Edus is not talking. Edus is taking the riyah that you had and bringing it into Bezdin and getting that riyah to the dayanim. So that's the pshat. By Einim Zayman, that's called Ein by Maisa, even though talking is a Maisa. But Yeshna Beria, the talking's not the Isser. The Isser is that I brought a Ria into Bezdin. I didn't have a Ria. Well, that's a problem. I brought a false Ria into Bezdin. I took a Ria which never happened. I constructed a Ria in my mind, and I brought that into Bezdin. But that's what Eidus is. Eidus is not the words. Eidus is not the speech. Eidus is the Ria. Shani Eidim Zayma Sheshna Beria. The seeing, that is Eidus. Seeing is Ein by Maisa. So Eidim Zayman Bechefs is an Ein by Maisa. Avada Legabe Malkus, that would be called a Maisa, because you're doing it with an action. But Legabe Karban, that the Yisayda Dover is, what exactly is the Aver, what exactly is the Chiv? So the Chiv here is not the talking. The Chiv is the Ria, to bring the Ria to Bezdin. And that's not called a Maisa, that's the Briscoe's Pshat and Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.